I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On September 2nd, Al-Shabaab terrorists killed 18 civilians and destroyed several relief trucks in central Somalia. Government forces didn't immediately reach the scene. Al-Shabaab has increased its attacks over the course of the summer. Leaders at the terrorist group want to replace Al-Qaeda and expand their own reach. Greg Kelly with World Mission tells us.
They're receiving more resources, or just as much, as the government of Somalia through taxation, forcing people to pay them or else they're going to threaten them and bomb their business or kidnap their daughters or things like that.
Despite the danger, many people continue to share the story of Jesus in Somalia. World Mission supports them by sending in solar-powered audio Bibles in the local language. Ask God to strengthen these ministry workers and pray the love of God would bring healing and hope to Somalia. And loneliness is a familiar feeling for young people around the world. In some cases, it's been brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic or by generational strife. Many in the Middle East and North Africa are ostracized for religious reasons. The Sat7 Arabic program, New Light, connects to Christian young adults in the MENA region. Joe Willey with Sat7 USA says,
it's a region where 97% of people are non-Christians. So just by default, you are a minority by being a Christian. And so it can breed real feelings of being alone, being marginalized, and truly being different.
The show helps viewers think critically about life, all framed by the love of Jesus. Topics include failure, media, and identity.
I guess you could say, in short, it's a show about how Christians handle life.
Pray young viewers across the MENA region will be open to hearing about the love of Jesus. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.